Great. Just getting started talking to Eric. It's a beautiful day in Victoria. Just to get started, when did you first get involved in the gay community or start engaging in gay life?
I came out to my mother in the dining room of the Empress Hotel in Victoria with my mother and her lover, my mother was a lesbian at the time, when I was 13. So my mom and her lover took me for my birthday dinner at the Empress, and we had Chateaubriand. It was full French service and everything. It was a big, important thing. And I came out to my mom and Lynn over dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible.
It was a little precocious, but I had a kind of family background that permitted a wide range of behavior, and my parents were academics and intellectuals and kind of bohemian, I guess.
So after that point, when did you start connecting with the community, to speak?
Right. Probably when I was 15 or 16, I started, I briefly dated a much older man who was 29. My mother was very upset. He had a motorcycle. I think she was more upset by the fact that he had a motorcycle. But I think she was just upset. Anyway, this fellow was the friend of a woman whose child I babysat. That's how young I was. So that was my first sort of encounter, sexual encounter. And then I began going to a local Victoria gay bar when I was about 15 or 16. I was underage. My biggest fear was meeting my mother at the bar because I was underage. Because chances are she might have shown up there, but she never did.
Yeah. What did the gay community in Victoria look like back then?
Back then would have been, hold on a second, 62, 72, the late 70s, I guess. It was a strange existence to be, my family home was sort of the vortex of the women's movement. My mother and all of her colleagues were very, very active in founding and creating infrastructure and institutions for women. BC Federation of Women, the Victoria Sexual Assault Center, the University of Victoria Women's Studies programs, all of that. So our house was full of those kinds of discussions, and we had visitors from all over North America at that point. I remember it was very exciting as a kid. The contrast was to go to gay bars, and gay men were generally drunk and unsophisticated in terms of their definition of community. And my sense, even back then, I was able to be highly aware that it was based on shame. It was shame-based, and so it was an unusual circumstance to have the resources and language and passion of the women's community that I was exposed to on a daily basis, punctuated by brief forays into what would have been the men's community or lack thereof that was really revolved around alcohol.
And sex.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily, in your view, the most politically sophisticated community at the time?
Oh, it was profoundly depressing. It was really depressing. It was demoralizing, and it's funny that a lot of the men were living with internalized shame. I was dealing with a kind of shame on their behalf. So I wasn't personally ashamed, or at least it wasn't something that I was operating with, but I was certainly embarrassed by the quality of life that was being demonstrated by gay men in bars, which back then was the only way that men could meet each other, and I appreciate that.
So was there basically one main gay bar in Victoria?
There was, yeah. One way back then. What was it called now? I can't even remember. The Carlton, I think. Anyway, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it was an at least it was upstairs and not in a basement, because back then Vancouver was the same. The Vancouver bars, which I also experienced around the same time, were all generally basements or dark things reeking of alcohol. And, you know, I played my part. I drank my way through my 20s and teens and 20s.
So in comparison, was the gay community in Vancouver a lot bigger?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So the gay community in Victoria, I think, as far as I knew, there was a sort of mysterious park sex going on that back then I was kind of, it was far too frightening for me to even think about it. And then there were, I guess there were newspaper ads of some kind, I think, that people used before, you know, back then there were calculators, right? That was it. I think there were phones. I never tried any of that. And then there were bars. Yeah. Or in the case of Victoria at that time, it was just one bar.
So when did you first hear about HIV or AIDS or Bridge?
I was 23 or 23, I think. I had finished a stint of... art school, writing, and then I was in either Camosun College, which is the equivalent of Cap College or something, and then UVic, and I think I was actually in UVic at the time. I was an undergraduate. Being gay at that point had almost nothing to do with me, and I was dating a girl actually at that point. Who was madly in love with me, and I wasn't actually aware of anything until a friend of mine indicated that I was kind of like breaching, straddling both worlds. I was like an aspiring young academic, scholarship track, you know, just completely addicted to school. And then I was making occasional forays into gay bars at the time. We're going to be interrupted.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's
just take the scissors back.